Welcome, world, again to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I am one of your hosts. My name is Antoine Y. Slicker. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up? What up?
What up? I want y'all to follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes, also follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. The number 1, and join that Facebook group. Search 2 Cents and 9 Cents on your Facebook group, on the app or whatever, online, whatever, however you fucking get on Facebook, look that shit up and join the group. We got memes and all sorts of stuff in there, man. Join the conversation, talk to us. We comment on your photos and shit that you put up. Comment on our videos and let's have a conversation.
Yeah, if you're a Jets fan, I'll argue with you all day.
He will argue with you all fucking day as a Jets fan. You argue with a lot of Jets fans on fucking line.
Because all my goddamn friends are Jets fans. Yeah. This is New York.
He's a Miami Dolphins fan, by the way. So, on today's episode, what's up?
Said proud of it.
Oh, yeah, you should be. On today's episode, man, it's going to be a little short episode for you guys, man. We're going to talk some wrestling. For all you wrestling fans, if you wrestling fans like we're wrestling fans, man, you're going to love this episode. But we're also going to touch on something that we missed in the last episode. We were supposed to talk about some music. We're going to talk about that at the ending here. But we're going to get into the wrestling. But before we get into the wrestling,
okay.
Did you know that at Burger King, they are fucking selling Impossible Whoppers?
What's an Impossible Whopper?
It is a Whopper that is made, the patty is made out of 100% plant. No beef.
Okay.
Yes, they're going to be releasing that. They did the experiment in St. Louis, but they're going to be releasing that across the country in all Burger Kings by the end of the year.
That's fine. I don't even care because I don't eat Whoppers.
You don't eat Whoppers?
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
Damn, bro.
Because I'll take all the veggies and everything off, and it'll just be a cheeseburger. So.
Right. Well, Whoppers don't come with cheese unless you ask for it.
I know.
So it'll just be a hamburger?
I'm just saying in general, you know.
Right.
I'll take everything off, and it'll just be a burger.
Okay. So, yeah, that's for your vegetarian lovers. Eat that. Just don't eat McDonald's fries.
They make tacos, too, which I heard.
Yeah, they came out with tacos.
Yeah, I heard. Well, it looked nasty.
Why the fuck would Burger King make tacos?
Because they stupid.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But don't eat the McDonald's fries if you're a vegetarian. No. I found out that McDonald's fries are made with natural beef flavoring, which is non-vegetarian.
Yeah, and grease and salt.
Well, the grease is vegetable oil, but they also put, you know, natural beef, yep, flavoring.
And
nobody knows what the fuck is natural beef flavoring. We don't know what the fuck that is. It's
called tons of grease and salt.
Right. So don't eat those if you're a vegetarian. I just found that out.
I don't eat them anyway, so.
McDonald's fries are okay.
I don't eat fries, period.
Damn. I put honey hot on my shit.
I'll put honey hot on everything. I'll put honey hot on some goddamn pasta.
Honey hot is amazing. If y'all don't know what that is, it's Sweet Baby Ray's. It's a sauce they came out with about two years ago. They came out with a honey hot sauce. It's amazing. Love that shit. It's sweet. It's spicy.
You can put it on anything.
You can put it on anything.
I put it on everything.
I put it on pizza. I put it on hot dogs. I put it on hamburgers. I put it on fucking french fries. We're eating everything with honey hot on it.
Yep.
So if you ain't got that, they're not a sponsor.
Should be. We'll work on
it. One day. Hopefully they will be a sponsor because we love that shit. Sweet Baby Ray's. If you ain't using that barbecue sauce or any of the sauces that they have, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
They gonna sponsor us because we'll be demonetized.
Demonetized. We would have got demonetized on the last couple of episodes too. We didn't said some shit.
Definitely that hip hop episode.
Yeah, I think on one of the episodes I called Dora the Explorer a gold digger. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but whatever. So in today's episode, like I said, we was gonna talk some wrestling. What's been going on in wrestling, Matt? Man, I haven't been too caught up, but
Well, as far as WWE is concerned, mm-hmm. you got SummerSlam coming up. And you got Brock Lesnar fighting Seth Rollins for the belt. Brock Lesnar is the champion.
Brock Lesnar won the championship.
He won it. He cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah, he cashed that in on Seth.
Yeah, he cashed in on Seth at some garbage-ass pay-per-view. Which
I think it was Extreme Rules. He cashed in on him at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, a garbage-ass pay-per-view.
That pay-per-view wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, I don't know. But he cashed it in on him, so they're going to have their rematch. Seth was awarded the rematch by what? He won a
10-man Battle Royal.
Battle Royal, yep.
The Battle Royal itself was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was him, Roman Reigns, and God, I don't even know the other one. I don't even know. But he threw him over the top rope. Randy Orton was hiding in the back. Well, not in the back, but outside the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Came in, you know, tried to cheat, get that win. Seth was like, nah, I got this motherfucker. Tossed him. You know.
From my understanding, Seth is out right now because of an attack that happened to him.
Oh, Brock beat the shit out of him.
He beat the shit out of him?
No. He fucked that nigga up. Like, let's be real.
He fucked him up, man.
Yo, he caught an F5 on the pole on the outside of the ring.
Wow.
He caught a mean German on the outside of the ring.
Damn.
He caught 3 F5s on the chair on the inside of the ring.
Man.
Like, what's this part called? Or the chair?
The back of the chair.
The back of the chair. Yeah. Not the seat of the chair.
The back of the chair.
The back of the chair.
Whew.
He landed on that shit 3 times.
Damn.
So after they put him in the ambulance, Brock was like, nah. He stopped the ambulance, pulled him out the ambulance, caught him on an F5 on the gurney. Mm. Like, ugh.
He was making sure that this motherfucker was going to limp his way in the SummerSlam.
Yo. In my personal opinion, Brock's keeping that belt.
Brock's gonna keep the belt. That's your prediction.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I mean, I really haven't watched it too much, but I can go with that. I think Brock might hold on to that. Seth done had his run with the belt. I think right now, I think they should be and they may be starting to groom somebody else to take the belt from.
They are not grooming anybody else from the looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
But they should be. Okay. They really should be.
Right.
I think if they're going to groom somebody, it needs to be... what's the dude running with...
Drew McIntyre?
Yes, Drew McIntyre. They need to start grooming Drew. They really do.
Okay. I think that would be good. I think Drew McIntyre in the indie scene, he was incredible. He went around the globe winning championships. I believe at one point he was the Defiant heavyweight champion. That's a British-based wrestling company. So Drew has honed his craft across the indie circuit, and now that he's back in WWE, I think he deserves to be the top guy.
Yeah, or even he's been closer. Shane McMahon's bitch long enough.
Damn, that's harsh. That is harsh. He's been Shane McMahon's bitch.
Yeah.
For that long?
Yeah.
Okay. What else is happening in wrestling, man?
We have a pregnant woman holding the 24/7 European title.
So, Maria Kanellis is the 24/7 champion.
Yes.
I had a theory that to get the belt off of her... that if she laid on her back and a referee came and counted to 3, the fetus inside of her, the baby that's inside of her, would be the new 24/7 champion.
Can't do that, man. Because you can't put the belt on the baby.
I know you can't put the belt on the baby, but that shit was funny when I was thinking about it. It was just funny.
The only person that can take that belt is Mike Kanellis,
but he doesn't have any balls. That's what she said.
Oh, no. Nah. She said she's going to kick him in his vagina if he didn't give up the belt, which he did. He gave up the belt.
He gave up the belt. Because she threatened to kick him in the vagina.
Yes.
Because Mike Kanellis now has a vagina because he's a bitch.
Yes. She straight up told him, you're not man enough to hold a belt. She wants to, the champion needs to be with the real person, which is her. So. Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know who Mike Kanellis is, he's formerly Michael Bennett. He was a wrestler in Impact Wrestling.
And Ring of Honor.
And Ring of Honor. He's been a champion. He's been a tag champion. He's been, he was their X Division champion, I believe, over there as well. So he's held some belts. And Maria was known as the first lady of Impact Wrestling.
Formerly a WWE diva.
Yeah.
Not a WWE woman's wrestler, but divas.
She was a diva. Then. Yeah. So she's back in the company. And Paul Heyman, who's running the show now, he seems to like her, man.
I like her, too.
He thinks she's got, you know, great mic skills.
She does.
Which I believe she does as well, you know. But putting the 24/7 belt on her, I don't know, man. I doubt.
You want to know what? For me, it's just a new twist.
A new twist?
It's something different.
Okay.
That's the only belt you can do absolutely anything with.
Right, right.
And so,
I mean, I think it adds another layer to it. It's
plus,
it's kinda
it
funny.
Puts two people on TV
that haven't been on there in a
yes.
long time.
Yeah. You know, that's one of WWE's problems. They have all this talent and don't know what to do with it.
Well, I think that was the purpose of the 24/7 championship anyways, was to get the underutilized talent, give them something to do.
Yeah, but most of the underused talent is just running around chasing. They're not right. actually doing anything. They ain't got no storyline.
Right.
These two actually have a storyline.
Well, when they first introduced it, R-Truth and Drake Maverick, they had a pretty good storyline. Yeah. They're still doing a storyline, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, but that's the only two.
Right. But they spawned a storyline that was further than just the 24/7 championship, right?
No.
No?
No, not really. They're all still chasing the 24/7 championship.
Okay. You know, they introduced his wife, Drake Maverick's wife, Renee Michelle.
She's fine as fuck, too.
She's good. She's good. She was a good wrestler in the ring as well, too, from her time in the indie circuit, so... Hopefully she'll be able to get back in the ring and do some things.
Oh, you know? she got that belt ring gear.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully she do something.
Anything hopefully else going on?
Hopefully everybody there do something.
Hopefully. What else going on? Who else wrestling that's coming with the storyline for SummerSlam?
You got Kofi and Randy Orton for the belt.
Kofi and Randy Orton.
For the
Orton.
WWE Championship.
Okay. Who you got on that one?
Honestly, man, like, I really want to go with Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. But if you want to solidify Kofi, he's got to win.
I think Kofi's going to win. I think they're going to let him keep going. Because he's got the merch. He's selling the merch.
Yep.
He's moving the company forward. He's going on all the television shows. He's representing the company very well.
Yes.
And I think Vince likes the guy.
No, Vince likes the New Day. I don't think he gives a damn about Kofi. He likes the New Day as a group.
Right. Don't they got all the belts?
They got all the belts.
Yeah. They got all the uppercut belts. Yeah. And then what? The club, the OC, as they want to call them now, they got all the other belts. They got the U.S. belt.
Yes,
and the
OC
the
has the U.S. belt and the Raw tag team belts. The Aren't New Day... has the WWE Championship and the SmackDown tag belts.
Right. So, I mean, you got two factions that got all the belts. You know. Didn't they wrestle each other? Or was it just the representatives? No. AJ wrestled Kofi.
AJ wrestled Kofi, and Kofi beat him clean.
Clean? Clean. Well, you would expect that.
He caught a Trouble in Paradise off the top rope.
They have totally protected that Trouble in Paradise.
You have to. He's the champ.
Yeah. You know, beforehand, motherfuckers used to kick out that Trouble in Paradise all the time.
Yeah, man.
But since he won the belt,
he
hit you with one of those and it's over.
Yeah. You got to protect that move.
Yeah.
You got to
protect the finishers. Stone Cold Steve Austin was an advocate on protected finishers.
Nobody protected a finisher more than Scott Hall.
Oh. Scott Hall didn't hit his finisher if he won't win in the goddamn match.
That is for real.
He was serious about that. Now, in New Japan, it's this guy by the name of Bad Luck Fale who uses that same move.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers kick out of it all the time. It's called the Bad Luck Fall.
In New Japan, all they do is kick out of finishers.
Finishers will be kicked out of.
You got to hit your finisher at least twice.
At least twice.
At least twice. Okada got to hit his finisher like four times to win a match.
Nah, lately he don't hit. Well, he hits variations of his finisher. He'll hit the spinning Rainmaker joint. That's like a transitional move for him for some reason. I have no idea why. Like, you're thinking he's getting more force if he's spinning around and then smacking the fuck out of a motherfucker. But they use it as a transitional move. So, yeah, he does have to hit his Rainmaker, which is basically a short arm clothesline.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it is. It's a short arm clothesline. And he does have to hit that a couple times.
Yes.
What else is happening in WWE? Who else got a match?
You got Ricochet versus AJ Styles.
Ricochet versus AJ Styles. Those are
For the U.S. Championship.
Right. Those are two of the best wrestlers in the world.
Oh, my gosh, man. I want them to let them go for 25, 30 minutes with no interruptions. I know it's not going to happen.
Right.
But damn it, if they did, Dave Meltzer would give them a 6.
I think Dave Meltzer would give them a 6-star rating if they let them go. If they were able to do what they are known for. These two guys, not only are they great technical and pure wrestlers, but they mix in the high-flying shit with it.
They can
use weapons if need be. But the best part about those two guys is that they sell moves and they tell a story in the ring.
Yes, they tell a great story. And AJ Styles is arguably the best at it.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. give these men the time. Let them go. No restrictions. No restrictions, WWE. Let them go.
Let them go.
Let them put on that 5-star match that everybody knows they can put on.
Right. Those two are incredible wrestlers. Who you got winning that one?
I think AJ's going to keep it.
You think AJ's going to keep it?
I think they're building something with the OC.
They're building something with the OC?
Yeah.
I think that's true, too. As much as I would love to see Ricochet continue to get the belt back and hold the belt, I think they really do need to keep pushing the OC and build them up. Because Anderson and Gallows have been in the loser locker room for too long.
Yeah. They got that new contract. They teamed up with AJ. Now they tag champs. Just
like that. And they're out of the loser locker room for right now.
Hell yeah, they are. For now.
Because
Vince don't like tag teams.
Because AJ ain't never been in that loser locker room. AJ ain't going to the loser locker room.
Nah, AJ will quit before he go to that loser locker room.
Exactly. Who else? What we got? What else we got?
You got Natalya versus... Excuse me. God damn.
Natalya versus Becky?
Yes, for the belt.
Oh. Man, you know what I miss, man? I miss Becky Two Belts.
There will never be another Becky Two Belts.
I miss Becky Two Belts. I don't know, man. It was just something about the Becky Two Belts. Becky Balboa.
Because it just goes together.
Yeah.
It just goes together. But there'll never be another Becky Two Belts.
The man.
She'll always be the man.
She'll always be the man.
She's the man's man.
She's the man's man. All right. Or is Seth the man's man?
Shit,
Seth's
I don't even know.
The man's man. Right.
Seth ain't no man. He get beat up the way he got beat up. Shit.
Hey, man. He got his ass handed to him.
Yeah,
but
did.
Who you got winning that one?
Oh, please. Natalya's getting beat up in her home country.
Oh, they in Canada?
Yeah, Survivor Series is in Canada.
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, yes. SummerSlam is in, it's in Toronto.
Ooh.
It's in Toronto. They're not putting that belt on her.
If they don't put that belt on her in fucking Canada, I'm going to have to go with Natalya.
They got two Canadians losing.
Who else
losing? Natalya's going to lose. You don't know?
Who else?
You don't know who the queen is fighting?
Oh, who the queen fighting?
You know who the queen is fighting. Who's from Toronto that the queen's fighting?
Oh, shit. Oh, Trish Stratus?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Nah, you can't.
The queen is fighting Trish Stratus. She gonna beat Trish Stratus.
Damn,
she gonna beat Trish Stratus. Natalya's gonna lose to Becky.
Two Canadians losing in Toronto?
Yup.
Now, Natalya's from Calgary.
Yeah.
So I could see her losing. But Trish Stratus losing in Toronto?
Yup. She taking the L.
Yo, they might have a riot on their hands.
She taking that L.
They might have a riot on their hands.
The only thing that's going to make it even, you know, because Shane, he's fighting.
Fighting Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Right?
Kevin Owens from Canada.
But he's from Winnipeg, right?
It's still Canada. Canada is Canada.
No, he's from Montreal, Quebec.
Canada is Canada to the U.S. To WWE. Canada is Canada.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else that we got going on there?
What other matches there are?
You think Shane, who you think on that?
Oh, Shane taking that out. KO's taking that win.
Okay.
What else we got? God damn.
Drawing a blank. It's cool, man. We do this off the top of our head, people.
Oh, so. Shinsuke versus Ali.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ali. Formerly Mustafa Ali.
For the Intercontinental Belt.
For the Intercontinental Belt. Who you got winning that one?
Oh, Ali taking that.
Ali gonna take that?
Ali taking
Ali is an incredible wrestler, man.
He taking that.
Don't get me wrong. No slight against Shinsuke. Shinsuke is an incredible wrestler, too. Shinsuke Nakamura came over from New Japan Pro Wrestling. In New Japan Pro Wrestling, he was the Intercontinental Champion. He started the group that is now led by Okada called Chaos. He was the founding member and the first leader of Chaos. He's known for his strong style. He's known for his striking. But his style of wrestling since he came to the WWE is not as good as when he was over.
You
want
to know what? He might cheat to win so they can have a rematch.
He might cheat to win so they can have a rematch?
Yeah, because the feud is short. They've only been doing it for like a week.
Week or two, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like Shinsuke Nakamura. I like Mustafa Ali. I will not just call this man Ali.
It's Mustafa Ali. Yeah.
Mustafa
Ali. And for those who don't know, he's a legit Chicago cop.
Yeah,
he's a cop from Chicago. He's legit.
Yeah. So he grew up in those tough streets. He used to walk the beat and shit in those tough streets. He's a tremendous wrestler, man.
Yeah, man.
I like him.
Oh.
I would love to see him win a belt.
The Fiend. First Finn Balor. We don't know if it's Demon Balor or whatever, or Man Balor, but it's the Fiend first Finn Balor.
Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Oh,
he's
got to
win that.
He taking that.
He's got to win that. You've built him up for all these weeks. He came back with his Firefly Funhouse. Arguably the best thing on the show was the Firefly Funhouse.
For a while. For like 4 or 5 weeks.
It was one of the best things on the show.
To get you a 30-minute clip of Bray Wyatt, that was the best shit for 3 hours.
Yes.
That's crazy.
3-minute clip.
I don't even think it was 3 minutes, man.
2.5 minutes. It was a great clip. Every time he came out, it was great. So Bray Wyatt as the Fiend, I think he's going to take that. He needs to take that in order to keep himself afloat because before he repackaged himself, he was losing every fucking feud.
Yeah, he was. Everything. Everything.
And you can't have that in somebody who goes out here and talks the game that he talks. Kind of like Samoa Joe. We both were saying the same thing at the same time.
Samoa Joe talks more shit than anybody and loses every goddamn feud.
He talks a good game.
He talks a good game.
Does he have a match at SummerSlam?
We don't know yet.
No. Yet.
We don't know what's happening with Roman Reigns because you probably didn't see it.
I know he was attacked by somebody and the scaffolding and all that shit fell on him.
Okay, did see it. So
I saw the highlights.
We don't know what's happening with that.
Yeah, but there was speculation online. I was hearing that some people said that they saw Buddy Murphy walking.
Buddy
away.
Murphy was in the clip.
Ah, okay. So, Buddy Murphy.
I don't want Buddy Murphy to just take that L.
I don't want Buddy Murphy to take that L.
You know?
Buddy Murphy is a great wrestler as well.
Because if he's in a match with Roman, he's taking that L.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
He's a good wrestler as well, though. So hopefully they do something with him. Hopefully they continue to do something with Cedric Alexander. I like him.
Cedric's getting a nice decent. Oh, he's fighting Drew, if I'm correct.
Okay. Cool. So, Drew McIntyre versus Cedric Alexander. For those who don't know who Cedric Alexander is, he's the former Cruiserweight champion from 205 Live.
Yes.
If you have avid wrestling fans, you probably will know this guy. He's been in the indie circuit. I believe he wrestled in Ring of Honor a little bit. He's wrestled around the world. He's got that high-flying thing, but he's just technically sound in the ring, man. The guy's good. Good, man. WWE got a lot of talent.
They have too much talent. Too much that they don't even know what to do with. Oh, there's I think another match. They haven't announced it, but I think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Andrade
versus Rey Mysterio. We've been waiting for that blow-off match. They were supposed to wrestle at WrestleMania, I believe, but it got switched to Rey Mysterio fighting Samoa Joe for the U.S. Championship.
No, I don't think that was it. Because Rey was hurt.
He was hurt. Yeah, he was hurt, but he still had the match.
Oh.
That was the one where he lost in like literally 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So, they never got to have that blow-off match.
Yeah, they did not announce it, but the way things is playing out, it looks like it's going
to
happen.
I would love to see that match, man. Those two, when they get together, they got such good chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
Rey Mysterio, I believe, wrestled Andrade when he was in Lucha Underground. So, Andrade was, you know, the leader of a group called...
I don't even know.
It's the same group that Naito is the leader of in Japan, but they just call it... It's Los Ingobernables de Japón in Japan, but it was just Los Ingobernables in Mexico.
Okay.
So, and Andrade.
I'm surprised you even got that right.
I got it right.
I can't say that shit. I just be like L.I.J.
L.I.J. L.I.J. is one of my favorite groups over there in New Japan Wrestling. Speaking of New Japan Wrestling, man, the G1, which is the G1 Climax Tournament, which is known as the toughest tournament in wrestling.
Go ahead.
What's that about?
No, I was going to say we skip TakeOver.
Oh, we skip TakeOver? What about TakeOver? We can backtrack. What about TakeOver?
You got the 2 out of 3 falls for the belt.
Okay.
Adam Cole, I'm not going to say it.
Adam Cole? Okay. Yeah, we don't say that over here. Adam Cole versus who?
Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Gargano. Okay, so
it's a 2 out of 3 falls.
So they're having another 2 out of 3 falls match?
They both pick stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's tied, the general manager picks a stipulation for the third fall.
Oh, so it's basically, it's almost like a 3 stages of hell type match?
Something like that. Johnny picked a street fight.
Right.
Adam Cole picked a regular wrestling match.
Okay.
Which so, yeah. I think they're both going to win each other's match, personally.
Right.
And then, what's the general manager's name?
William Regal?
Yes. Regal will pick the last fall.
Oh, okay.
At the match when it's done.
All right. Okay, that sounds good. I would look forward to that match. Yeah. Who you got winning that one?
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole's going to keep the belt?
Yeah.
Because he's trying to come through with his prediction that the Undisputed Era is going to be tripping.
And then you have the Undisputed Era
mm-hmm.
versus the Street Profits
yep.
for the tag belts.
Now, the Street Profits has been on Raw for...
They have not wrestled. They just cut little promos.
Yeah, they cut promos on Raw.
But I think they're about to get moved up.
Think they're about to get moved up?
Yeah, yep. Man.
I think Paul Heyman likes them guys.
Yeah. I think they're going to get moved up, and they're going to get a prominent little spot.
Yeah, Street Profits are pretty good.
So, Street Profits, they're probably going to drop the belts at TakeOver.
Okay. Who else we got on TakeOver?
You got the Triple Threat match.
Triple Threat?
For the American...
North American Championship.
You got the Bruiserweight.
The Bruiserweight. Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne made his way over to the States.
Yes. You got Roderick Strong.
Ooh, that's them two alone.
I think they just had a match. I'm not sure. I didn't watch the last NXT episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they had a match, and I think Pete Dunne won.
And then the Velveteen Dream.
The Velvet Velveteen Dream.
Oh, my goodness. Three.
That's going to be a hell of a match.
Three of some of the most talented guys in the ring, on the mics. All three of these guys are incredibly technically sound as wrestlers.
I ain't even going front. I think Roger Strong going to take it.
You think Roger Strong going to take it? So the prophecy could come true with the dripping and the gold.
They're going to be dripping
and
gold.
They're going to be dripping and gold.
They're going to be dripping
even though we don't like Adam Cole.
No.
They're going to be dripping
We don't gold. Like Adam Cole. But Undisputed Era
will be after dripping
NXT TakeOver Toronto will be dripping in gold.
Now, don't get me wrong. We have nothing against the Undisputed Era. I love Roger Strong. I like him. Bobby Fish is my favorite member of the Undisputed Era. Kyle O'Reilly, sometimes he gets on my goddamn nerves when he's stringing the fucking guitar, the belt, the belt as a guitar. I can't stand that shit. I think it's the stupidest shit ever. I hate it when Hulk Hogan did that shit, and I can't stand when he does it. But in the ring, Kyle O'Reilly is a great wrestler. Again, Bobby Fish is my favorite of the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole, I have no idea why people like this guy so much. I just don't.
Because he looked like Shawn Michaels. That's the only thing I can get out of it. I don't know.
I don't think he looks like Shawn Michaels in the least bit.
He is short Shawn Michaels, too.
Yeah. Who else we got?
Have Io Shirai.
Io Shirai.
Yo, if you ain't seen her in that tight black leather. Ooh.
Io Shirai.
Versus Candice LeRae.
Io Shirai turned heel on Candice LeRae.
Yes, she did.
Beat her to death with a fucking chair.
Yes.
And then came out the next week and said, I don't need friends and I don't need you. She was talking to the fans.
I think Io going to take it. To build the character more. It's a character change. You got to build that.
Right, right. I think Io going to take that as well. Who's fighting for the women's championship?
You got Mia Yim.
Mia Yim.
Versus Shayna Baszler.
Mia Yim came on NXT television and told Shayna Baszler she coming to whip that ass.
Yo, Mia Yim's been beating the shit out of them other two, Jessamine Duke and...
Yeah.
And, yeah, whatever the other one is. Nobody knows her name. She sucks. So...
Jessamine?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, so... You said the first girl's name.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Shafir.
Yeah, uh-huh. Whatever.
That's Roger Strong's wife.
Whatever.
Maria Shafir.
They both garbage.
They are.
Mia Yim, been beating the shit out of them the last couple weeks.
Mia Yim, the blazing baddie, the black Asian baddie. She calls herself the head baddie in charge. She been beating the shit out of bitches. And I think she's going to take the women's championship.
Really?
I think she's going to
take I'm on the fence because every time I think they're going to take the belt off of Shayna Baszler, they don't.
Right. You're right. They don't. But I think it's time. I don't know why I think it's time. I just think it's time. Her reign has been... She has the worst matches ever.
Yep.
Matches are so fucking boring.
But she's beat people, though.
She's beat people, but her matches are so boring. And the crowd audibly lets it known that they don't like her matches. So at some point, you got to say, this ain't good heat. This is go-away heat. They don't like her. The fans don't like her. They don't want to see her. At some point, you got to get rid of the belt. You got to take the belt off her.
What, you're going to take the belt off her and move her to the main roster?
I think it's time. She can go to the main roster. I think it's time. She done all she could do.
Okay, here's the problem with moving her to the main roster. The other two, they ain't ready yet.
Of course they're not ready. They're never going to be ready. They trash.
They ain't going to develop.
They never going to develop. They should just get released, but, you know, because they're friends with Ronda Rousey.
You can't say that they deserved it. If that's the case, Aaliyah and that other chick need to be released.
This is true. Aaliyah and Vanessa Bourne.
Yes.
They can go.
They're trash.
Yes, they are. Look, I don't give a damn. If you a trash ass wrestler, you can get released. Bye.
What about Lana? Lana's garbage. We all know she garbage.
they had no business putting her in the ring in the first place.
She ain't wrestled. Her and Rusev had been on TV in months.
Yeah, she was never supposed to be in the ring. She was always supposed to be the mouthpiece for Rusev.
Okay, what about Alexa Bliss? We know she's trash in the ring. Yeah, she's trash in the ring. We all know it.
Yeah. You know what, man?
Lacey Evans is garbage in the ring. And we all know it.
Yeah. I can't even argue with you there, man.
Like, and they're on the main roster.
I can't even argue with you there, man. Yeah. They're getting a little better.
New Day. Who?
Don't call me out on that shit. The only one that I know that's actually getting better in the ring is Carmella. That's
Carmella is getting better.
Carmella is getting better in the ring. I like her, man. She deserves every accolade that she's getting. She got dragged through the mud when her and Corey Graves came out that they were dating, even though he was already divorced. They tried to make it look like she, you know, snatched up this woman's man.
Because she probably did.
I can't speak on that.
We're not speaking on that. It's speculation.
Allegedly. Whenever you say stuff, you gotta say allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, whenever you say that stuff, you gotta say allegedly. Well, what I wanted to talk to you about, too, the G1.
Yes.
They've been having some incredible matches over there.
Yes. I've only watched through 4 or 5 nights. Have not seen a bad match yet.
I think I've watched through 10 nights. This is the most grueling tournament in wrestling.
It is the best tournament.
It is the best
in
tournament.
Wrestling.
But it is the most grueling because these guys fight every day. So their supposed day off, they're actually in a tag match. So they're broken up into 2 different blocks, block A and block B, 10 wrestlers in each block, and you fight one time against everyone in your block. So, you got 9 matches over the span of 5 weeks. And on your days off, it's a preview of your next match. You're in a tag match with what they call a young lion. That's basically a wrestler in training. They give you one of those as a tag partner, and you go up against your next opponent. So, they actually never have a night off unless you get injured. And some people who get injured have to continue through the tournament. Will Ospreay, one of the wrestlers in the tournament, got injured. He got his neck injured. They gave him the night off from the tag match, but he did have to fight his next match.
I think it was just a stinger.
It was just a stinger. He was able to wrestle, but he did sit out due to the injury. But most of the time, you're fighting. One of the other wrestlers, Kota Ibushi, the Golden Star,
who your next opponent is going to be.
Right. The tag match is whoever your next opponent is going to be. So, right now they got Jon Moxley in there, who used to be Dean Ambrose out of the WWE. He's in there. I think he's the leader of the block that he's in. I think he's only suffered 1 loss throughout the tournament so far out of 6 matches.
Yes.
So, he's out there doing great. Another former WWE star, Hideo Itami, who now goes by the name Kenta. He was Kenta.
Then went to WWE. And they changed his name.
To Hideo Itami. And then he comes back. He's Kenta in New Japan again. And he's doing pretty well. He had a match versus another guy called Lance Archer. Lance Archer was yelling at this guy. Audibly, you can hear it across the TV cameras. You're not fucking Kenta, you're Hideo. He was yelling He was yelling that shit during the match because they can do whatever they want.
They say everything.
Yeah, they don't blurt out any of
the
curse words. They
want to tell the cameraman to go fuck himself. They'll tell the cameraman to go fuck himself.
Now, Lance Archer, he comes out. Whenever he comes out, he walks a circle around the ring, and every person that's standing outside the ring, they have young lions standing outside the ring. They help with the ring. They're part of the ring crew, basically. Even though they're wrestlers in training, they're with the ring crew. As he walks around the circle of the ring, he punches every single one of them, knocks them clean out. He does that every time he comes out. And then he was audibly yelling at Kenta, "You're not fucking Kento. Kenta, your name is Hideo." Until Kenta smacked the taste out of his mouth.
Yo, first off, that's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. It's very disrespectful. But that's the level of disrespect that the heels in New Japan have. They do not respect their opponent in the least bit.
Yeah, I know.
And they have had great matches, man. The matches there have been incredible. If you have not watched that, you need to go check out the G1 Climax tournament. It is the best tournament in professional wrestling by far.
Yeah,
no one's even close.
There's only a few nights left.
The only thing that's close to that is their other event, the Best of the Super Juniors. Like, all of their tournaments be amazing, man.
Yeah.
But moving on, man, I got one more thing that we want to talk about.
Let's do it.
It's under music.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you heard about this, man, but there's a rapper out right now. He's been in the game for about 12 years, but he's not as known. He's a West Coast rapper. His name is Glasses Malone.
No, I don't know him.
Now, one of his songs was called Rihanna. And the hook to the song, because this song came out after Chris Brown supposedly, allegedly, beat Rihanna. And the hook to the song said, "I'ma beat it like Rihanna. Rihanna. Rihanna." He was talking about beating up that pussy. But he said he was going to beat the pussy like Chris Brown beat Rihanna. Now, this guy's back in the headlines again for a new song that he has out. And the new song that he has out is called Tupac Must Die.
You want to know what? I think I see that on Facebook today. I didn't listen to it.
You did not listen to the song.
No, I did not listen to it. But I swear I seen it. Because that Tupac Must Die hit me right here.
Tupac Must Die hits you. It hits you in the front of the eye. Because I know that you are an avid Tupac fan. Now, this guy made the song called Tupac Must Die.
Did you hear it?
I did listen to the song. The song is told. It's a concept song that's telling the story of Orlando Johnson, the alleged killer of Tupac. It's telling the story from his perspective. So from the time he woke up that morning, through him going to the shoe store, beating up the Death Row member, stealing his chain, getting jumped in the casino, to them driving up to the side of Tupac and Suge and shooting them. The guy tells the story in the perspective of Orlando Johnson. What do you think of that?
I think this dude should stop making music.
Why do you think he should stop making music?
For one, he's talking about shit he know nothing about.
Right?
He know nothing about.
Now, he tells the story in the perspective of that because, and he's done interviews about this because people want him to come and talk about this because he made the song and they basically said the same thing you said. He's talking about something he knows nothing about. Well, one of the people that was in the car with Orlando Johnson was someone kin to this guy, Glasses Malone. And the guy who was in the car with Orlando Johnson supposedly told the entire story to Glasses before he passed. That's why he made the song.
I don't believe that shit.
You don't believe it?
Hell no.
Why wouldn't you believe it?
That's bullshit. Pac died, what, 95?
The guy Glasses is not a young man. This guy is not a young man.
I don't give a shit.
He is damn near 40.
Okay, so why don't you say something all them years ago when fucking Pac got killed? Exactly.
Well, he was young at that time.
I don't give
a
shit.
We were young at that time too.
Like, I was a teenager.
Right. No, when Pac died, you was a teenager?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was like 8 or something, 8 or 9. But yeah, I mean, he was a kid at that time. So, I mean, he was a teenager too at that time. I don't think he was rapping at that time, but
I don't believe none of that bullshit. Yeah.
You know, he says that
I don't believe none of that bullshit. I don't give a fuck what this dude has to say.
You don't give a fuck what he has to say?
No. I don't give a fuck what he got to say. He trying to make a name for himself. That's all that is to it. He out here trying to make a name for himself.
So
off a legend's name. A dead legend at that.
Right. Now, again, I mean, the guy over in the West Coast, he's had hits before this. He's pretty known over on the West Coast. Because, like I said, he's been rapping for about 12 to 13 years. But also one thing that he said in one of his interviews is that Pac didn't become legendary until he stood next to Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Legendary?
Correct. He said he did not become legendary until he stood next to Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Snoop was a legend then. like, let's be real.
Well, the Chronic album had already came out.
I know, but
and Doggy Style had already came out.
He dropped by the time one album. He was one album don't make you a legend.
No. He didn't say that Snoop Dogg was a legend at that time. He said that Pac didn't become legendary until he stood next to Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Well, he obviously didn't listen to Pac's work.
Well, to a certain extent, when you think about the work that he had put out, it might have been good, like Tupacalypse and his, what was his other album before he signed
it? There was Tupacalypse, there was Strictly For My Niggas.
Right, before he signed a Death Row.
There was another one. There was Me Against the World.
Yeah, but before he signed a Death Row. That's what he was saying. He was saying that he wasn't the star that he was until he signed a Death Row. Like, he didn't become the superstar until he signed a Death Row.
Pac died, like, shortly after the album dropped. What is he talking about? That don't make no sense.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying that before Pac signed a Death Row.
Pac died shortly after the album dropped.
I understand that. But that's what he's saying. He's saying that Pac wasn't a superstar until after he signed with Death Row.
What is he talking about? The nigga Pac was in movies and all that shit. Yo. I don't want to talk about this. That shit is making me angry. Like, that shit is really making me angry.
I'm saying, that's what he said.
Like, this nigga Pac was in, Pac was in Juice.
Right.
Before all that.
Right.
Come on. He a legend off of Juice alone. Like, let's be real.
But if we're looking at the timeline, and we're thinking about the timeline, those movies did not become legendary until after he died. That's which bullshit. Was after
I disagree with
he
that.
Signed to Death Row.
I disagree with that.
I'm just thinking about the timeline.
I disagree with that.
Right. I understand. But I was just thinking about the timeline.
Juice itself is legendary.
Right. But the movie, again, wasn't legendary.
Yes, it was.
Until after he died.
I disagree with that.
Like, the movie didn't do the numbers that other blockbuster movies
nigga,
do.
I'm from New York. Us New Yorkers,
right?
We know Juice.
I know you know Juice. Everybody knows Juice. But we're not talking about hindsight here. We're talking about...
I'm not talking about hindsight.
But that's what I'm saying. When you actually go back to those days.
Yeah.
And you're right there. And you're in the moment.
Uh-huh.
Juice was not a blockbuster movie.
To who?
It wasn't a blockbuster.
To who?
To the world.
I don't give a fuck about the world.
But that's what I'm saying. In order to be considered a blockbuster, people around the world have to go and they have to watch this movie. They did not watch this movie, and they did not consider this movie a blockbuster or a hit until after Pac Dat.
I disagree with that.
I understand. Disagree with that. But, you know.
Is this that bullshit you try to get me tight on?
No. The purpose of me bringing this to you here was to say that just like with Nipsey Hussle, XXXTentacion, those guys dying, mm-hmm. Tupac dying, mm-hmm. you got to appreciate these people's work while they're here. Do I think that it's fucked up that this guy brings this up now? Yes. I think it's fucked up. Do I think he's trying to make a name for himself off of someone that's dead? You could say that. Yes. Right now, this man is all across the country going to radio stations, on TV shows, interviewing, all because he made a song called Tupac Must Die. So he is getting hella publicity off the Tupac name right now. Which you can say is fucked up. But he ain't the first person that's getting paid off somebody's name after they done died. But you gotta appreciate people while they here.
Fuck that nigga. He just trying to make money off of dead niggas. Fuck that nigga. Like, let's be real. Let's be real.
He did say one other thing. He said that right now, above any other rapper, living, Snoop Dogg is the most iconic rapper in the world right now. Which I could somewhat agree with. Because old ass ladies know Snoop Dogg. Young ass motherfuckers know Snoop Dogg. And this nigga be sitting up here with Martha Stewart doing a TV show. Whatever the fuck they do. Everybody knows Snoop Dogg.
I don't know, man. You know how I feel about Snoop. You know how I feel about Snoop. I don't know about that.
Hey, man. Snoop Dogg ain't put out the best records over his years. But everybody knows Snoop Dogg.
No. Motherfuckers know Snoop Dogg because he smoked weed.
This is true. Motherfuckers wanted to smoke weed with Snoop Dogg.
You know, like, let's be real.
Right.
Most people don't give a damn about Snoop. They probably don't even know Snoop did, like, a couple movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know Snoop because Snoop smoked weed.
He was in Training Day.
Yeah, in a wheelchair. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
You know?
Shit. So, you know.
Man. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I ain't know if you knew about that, man. Because I know Tupac knew, your man.
Knew about that bullshit? Nah.
Yeah.
I heard about the song. I did not listen to it. But
are you gonna go listen to the song?
No, I'm not gonna give this motherfucker no validation. Fuck out of here. She trying to make money off a Pac name. Get the fuck out of here.
No validation.
I ain't listening to that shit.
Hey man, it's like a little mini movie almost.
I don't give a fuck. If Pac was alive, he wouldn't have no career. The fuck out of here.
Hey man.
If Pac was alive, this nigga wouldn't have had no career. You know it.
Like I said, man, I don't.
There's a lot of niggas out there that wouldn't have had no career if Pac was alive, like this motherfucker Lil Nas X.
Why are we going back to the Lil
Nas X? I'm just saying. Because it popped into my head, man.
Why Lil Nas X?
Because it popped into my head. Lil Nas X
ain't doing nothing that got anything to do with Tupac. This man is out here trying to be a country singer / rapper.
It popped into my head. That's why.
He would still be able to do something if Pac was alive, because he's not even nowhere near any lane that Pac was in. The nigga trying to do country music, bro. Like,
who say Pac wouldn't have went country?
What?
Who saying Pac wouldn't go country?
Are you fucking kidding me right
now? Nelly did it.
That's because Nelly is from those roots. Like, he's from the country.
Pac no money, where was that?
I know Pac. I wouldn't want to hear Pac on a country
Pac
song.
Was doing movies before any other rapper.
I understand.
Well, I can't say that because, yeah, you know, you got Crush Groove and all that. Yeah. I love Crush Groove. That's that, yeah, movie. I'm just saying.
Actually, didn't Ice Cube's movie come out before his?
Before who?
Tupac's movie. Ice Cube's movie came out first, right?
Which one?
Boys in the Hood.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That I don't know. We'd have to fact check that.
Yeah. I'm not going to fact check.
But like that. I said, I'm talking about hip hop Crush Groove.
Right, right.
That
right.
came out before all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, Pac crossed over, he did movies, but I don't know about country, bro. I ain't going to sit up here and say that Pac would have did a country song.
Why not? Big did the song with Michael Jackson before he died.
That's different.
No,
that's
it's not.
That's a pop song.
No.
We talking about a country song.
So?
I don't know. I don't think Pac would have went that route.
Pac is an artist first.
I know he's an artist first, but I don't think he would have did that one.
You don't know that. Money talks. Let you get a multimillionaire country singer like, yo, I want your latest verse down. You tell me you ain't gonna do that shit.
Who the dude who made that song White? Who that dude who made that motherfucking song Red Solo Cup?
I don't know.
That motherfucker, he made a whole song about a Red Solo Cup and made millions off a Red Solo Cup song.
I'm you just know? Saying. You know, money
yeah.
talk.
Yeah. This episode was supposed to be a short episode. You know how long we've been talking about this shit?
What, like 45 minutes?
Nah, man, we on an hour right now, bro.
Good.
We've been rolling. So, you got anything else for Matt, man?
Nah, man, I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm
good. I ain't pissed you off too much about the Tupac thing, did I?
No, you can't piss me off about Tupac because Pac's the greatest in my eyes. And no matter what, any bullshit that comes out, it is what it is. Yeah. People... Motherfuckers trying to make money off his name.
Yeah, like I said before, one of our listeners thinks that M is the GOAT. So
okay,
you might got to talk to somebody. And I think Scarface is the GOAT. But
well, I M is in my top three. Yeah. So you want to put M there? That's, you know, I ain't hating on that.
Right. But as always, man, we appreciate you guys listening. We're gonna wrap this up. You can follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2NON. CENTS. Yes. Also, follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2NONCENTS, the number 1. And join that Facebook group. Search 2Cents and Nonsense in the search bar of your Facebook and get into that group. We put up the memes, the video. We have conversations with the members in there. Join the community. Let's grow the show.
Interact with us. Talk shit with us.
We talk shit.
You don't like what something we say? You know? Say it.
Tell us.
You know, we go back at you with it.
We will.
You know, it's all fun. Ain't no drama.
All day with a Jets fan.
Yeah, you a Jets fan, you know, I'll argue with you all day, Jets.
All day.
You know. I know my Dolphins ain't won the title since 73. Y'all ain't won something since 60 something, so shut the fuck up.
Right?
Like, let's be real.
Damn. Wasn't it when they had Joe Namath?
Yeah, Joe Namath.
God damn, nigga. That was
we
like,
went to the playoffs 2 years ago. When was the last time y'all went to the playoffs?
Ooh, shots fired. Shots fired.
So,
even though Vegas still got you motherfuckers finishing last
in
the league.
I got us winning 6 games, so I think we can do that.
All right.
I don't see the Jets winning 6 games with their garbage-ass team, their garbage-ass head coach.
Damn, you don't even think Lev Bell going to get him one?
He ain't getting enough carries.
Right.
You know that.
Hey, we'll see.
We know Adam Gase.
The asshole that is Adam Gase. I'm going to always call this guy an asshole.
Let Le'Veon Bell speak up. He's getting traded. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, he will. But go Rams. Rams winning the Super Bowl this
Adam
year.
Adam Gase didn't want you anyway, just so you know.
He did not want Le'Veon Bell anyways. But like I said, go Rams. Rams going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
What the hell was funny about that?
You said the Rams going to win the Super Bowl. They can't beat the Patriots. Get the fuck up out of here.
We winning the Super Bowl, bro.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Chiefs. Chiefs is probably going to win the Super Bowl this year.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
You are out of your damn mind. Anyways, man, being that this nigga is over here talking dumb shit.
What?
That's just, it's ridiculous. Nah. The Chiefs winning the Super Bowl?
Dolphins 2022.
Dolphins at 2022. We had a conversation about delusional fans on one episode.
That's not delusional. Well, I said 2022. I ain't say 2019. I ain't say 2020. I said 2022.
2022. The Dolphins. Super Bowl champs.
He knows I've been saying that.
He has been saying that for a couple years now. 2022. Dolphins. Super Bowl champs. We'll see what happens, man. Until next time, I've been Antoine Weisslicker. This is my homeboy, Matt, and we'll see you guys next time. We out.
We out.